Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 4, Day 23. Activate New Thinking. Let's read from Psalm 119, verses 27 to 28. Let me understand the teaching of your precepts, then I will meditate on your wonders. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. I believe God really wants us to understand the principle behind his instructions. Once we have a revelation of the way God thinks and why we have certain principles and protocols and scriptures, it blows our minds and then it causes us to worship. I remember when I was considering how to talk to my kids about sex, marriage and virginity. I knew I could just give them the standard Christian talk of no sex before marriage and ask them to respect these rules. But instead I began to pray and I asked God to give me specific revelation about the principles of virginity. As I prayed, he showed me the special picture of spiritual marriage and how Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, gave his life to his bride. I realized that as he hung on the cross, his blood was shed and the veil was torn, making a way for us to enter into the intimate place of relationship with God. Suddenly I saw that the intimacy of marriage is a flesh-to-flesh illustration of the greater picture of Christ and his bride. When I shared the full revelation of this image with my kids, they understood why sex, marriage, and virginity are precious. I then knew I was not just giving them a precept, but a precious revelation. If you spend time and ask God to show you, he will teach you and give you understanding. Then you can live your life by revelation and not just a set of religious rules, because you will understand and be able to celebrate the incredible ways of God. Often, we can begin to feel exhausted and spiritually weary and not know why. Then we discover that without realizing it, we have begun to live our life relying on our own strength. Subtly, our supply has shifted and we are now desperately trying to resource our lives from our own efforts. Paul puts it like this when writing to the Galatians in chapter 3, verse 3. Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to obtain your goal by human effort? In these seasons, we urgently need a fresh injection of power from the Word of God. When you have no emotional capacity, take some time and focus on the Word. It is amazing how quickly you can feel revived. Just as a jug of cool water can quickly refresh a plant pot that has been out in the heat for far too long without water, so the Word of God can awaken your spirit and make you feel alive again. So don't get weary, but get wet again with the presence of God. Let us pray. Focus for confession. Father, I thank you. You can teach me to understand the principles in your Word. Let me love your precepts and teach me to live with a real sense of revelation and not just the duty rules. Show me, Father, when I begin to live my life out of a sense of duty rather than the power of the Holy Spirit. Refresh me where I've grown weary with your word. Please awaken revelation in my life and let your word renew my spirit again. Amen.